Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
No single American has done more to expose left-wing media bias than Brent Bozell, founder of the Media Research Center. In his new book called Weapons of Mass Distortion, The Coming Meltdown of the Liberal Media, Brent Bozell presents amazing evidence to prove that liberal bias really dominates the media. Bozell describes a typical program on the NBC Today Show. Bryant Gumbel introduced an environmental segment by asking his roundtable. At the risk of starting an argument, he said, do you believe in global warming? He then polls all his guests, and surprise, everybody fervently agrees with him that, yes, global warming is a fact. There was absolutely no disagreement. Global warming is one of the dogmas of the liberal establishment. How about big media's attitude toward religion? Michael Weisskopf, a reporter for the Washington Post, described the supporters of the Reverend Jerry Falwell like this, largely poor, uneducated, and easy to command. Gay rights have become a principal cause to be presented by big media rather than news stories to be reported. This bias in news stories is not surprising, given the dominant presence of gays in many newsrooms and on many editorial boards. Here's what Richard Burke, an openly gay reporter in the New York Times Washington, D.C. office, stated, quote, there are times when you look at the front page meeting at the New York Times and literally three quarters of the people deciding what's on the front page are open homosexuals. Close quote. That may explain why the New York Times printed 45 stories about Matthew Shepard's murder by two heterosexuals, but not a single story about the horrific murder of Jesse Dierksen by two openly gay men. The good news is that Brent Bozell believes the sun is setting on big media. Conservatives are fighting back on talk radio and the internet. Americans want facts, not left-wing bias masquerading as news.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartabite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I'd get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartabite.us for more information.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, warning, driver only carries $20 of ammunition.
Feel good.
Derry Brownfield.
And good morning, folks. We are live and living color on your radio dial this morning. It is the 27th day of April 2005. As you'll notice, this isn't Derry Brownfield. I am not nearly as tall and not nearly as good-looking. This is John Locke, Executive Director of the Montana Cattlemen's Association, filling in for Derry, as he is out doing what all good ranch and farm folks are needing to do. They are working on their operation. So as Derry takes a little vacation to do some work, filling in on the radio dial today, going to have quite a crew of folks in today as special guests. As today, I'm at the South Dakota Stock Growers Association's offices in Rapid City, South Dakota, and right now in the brand office, Jim Reed has been kind enough to donate the use of his desk and phone for a little while as we do this adventure in broadcasting. Today we have the opportunity to ask a few questions of some industry leaders. Particularly, we're going to start off with Chase Carter. He's the executive director of the Organization for Competitive Markets. And folks, as we go along, I'm going to need a little help from Jeff as we move forward. But if you've got questions, give us a call at 800-973-3779. But we're going to start off with Chase Carter, just new to the position as the executive director of the Organization for Competitive Markets. So far, Chase, how's things working out for OCM?
You know, John, I appreciate it, and things are working out good. Like you said, I'm pretty new here at the position, and looking forward to continuing to serve the industry. OCM has been real busy on a lot of issues lately, and in the world of what have you done for me lately, I can say with confidence that OCM has truly represented its members on independent agricultural issues.
OCM is it's kind of a think tank, is how it works out. They are a membership organization, but a think tank. One of their major projects that they've come up with that has the cooperation and support of the association I work for, the Montana Cattlemen's Association, also the association we're at right now, South Dakota Stock Growers, and RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, is a Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project. Chase, give us a little rundown on what that project is.
Well, the Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project, John, is a voluntary 50-cent a head deduction from all cattle you sell. And when I say voluntary, I do mean voluntary in every sense of the word. If you do not want to participate, you don't have to. And what the money goes towards is, say in Montana, John, say that you have people collecting the CCMP money. Now, a third of that money will go to the Organization for Competitive Markets, strictly for use on market issues. Another third will go to RCAF USA, again, strictly for market issues. And another third, or the last third, will go to your state stakeholder group, which, of course, in Montana is the Montana Cattlemen. And what it provides, what CCMP provides, is a way that we can be prepared for future battles or issues that come up that come up in the halls of your state or national legislatures.
And again, the dollars that are collected, it's 50 cents a head, and that 50 cents a head can only be used not only for just the market issues, it's strictly market issues for the cattle industry. We're not going to spend the dollars on working on pork or chicken or wheat or barley. They have interesting points themselves, but these dollars collected voluntarily through the cattle industry are spent to increase the market share, market prominence of the U.S. cattle industry.
That's exactly right, John. And, you know, a lawyer wouldn't go into the courtroom hoping that his defense came to him at the courtroom. And we've been doing that for too long. I think that it's time to be prepared when we go into these things rather than at the last minute try to get all the funds that we need to fight these issues.
Whereas we work on why we're here today, the Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project is working on a new program that is going to be revealed later today in a national press conference. And I know we're not going to we're going to give the tease right now to all the radio listeners out there. This program is, the point is to build up the U.S. cattle industry.
That's exactly right. And when you say U.S. cattle industry, we mean U.S. cattle industry. Like you said, MCA is here, the South Dakota Stock Growers are here, the Organization for Competitive Markets, RCAF, Independent Cattlemen of Nebraska, and we're all here at this press conference, and I think that this could be huge. And like you said, since this is just kind of a teaser deal, this could provide the impetus for country of origin labeling.
And country of origin labeling, to all these groups, is a cornerstone of the fabric of which we are building our market representation. It's the idea of differentiating your product from your competition. You know, Ford Trucks doesn't just advertise trucks. You don't just advertise jeans when you're selling Wranglers. The idea on this is we are advertising a U.S. product. And that's the whole point. And the U.S. cattle industry, for so long, we have been captured into thinking we all have to advertise just beef. We have to push just beef. But what we need to do is draw that beef back. We need the people to eat beef, and it's a good product. It's healthy. It's wholesome. It's good for you. But we want you to find that product that's made and raised in the United States.
That's exactly right. And, you know, people have been telling us for a long time that to be able to compete, we need to get to a place where we can differentiate our product in the global marketplace. And country of origin labeling, like you said, is where that comes into play.
And a lot of this we're talking about, folks, obviously playing a major role right now in what's happening with the Canadian border situation. Canada obviously wants access into the United States. We've heard numerous times just recently from RFDTV, the National Cattle and Beef Association, had a program on basically saying that if we allow in Canadian beef, then we'll be able to export worldwide. And I just, that logic doesn't work for me. If Canada has a disease problem and we allow their product in, the rest of the world has shut us off because of the fact that Canadian cow was found in the United States. And the idea with that is we have to be able to differentiate and say, this is a Canadian animal, this is a U.S. animal. Ken Canupi and Marvin Jobjian are watching in the background as we visit. We'll visit with them in a second. But all this is moving forward. The Canadian border, country of origin labeling, all this is moving forward right now and is going to hinge a lot on CCMP.
Oh, I agree 100%, John. And like you said, a lot of the questions that I field are with regards to the Canadian border issue. And I would like to say that RCAF USA, along with other organizations, has done a tremendous job as far as representing who they say they're going to represent. And
well, that's thanks, Chase. We appreciate those comments. Folks, again, if you have any questions or comments, we continue on. Give us a call, 800-973-3779, as we continue on this adventure in broadcasting. We're going to have Marvin Jobjian in here in just a second to talk about endangered species. We're going to talk about resolutions for disapproval on the Canadian issue, all that and more as we continue on the Terry Brownfield Show. Come back. We're on the other side of the break in just a couple minutes.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Welcome back to the Derry Brownfield Show. Today, John Locke, that's me. I'm filling in for the host as he's out working on his place, doing a little, I think he's pouring some concrete, so hopefully wash his hands before he comes in the house, he'll get in trouble. We're today at the South Dakota Stockholders Association office in Rapid City, South Dakota. Good outfit, folks. If you are in the sound of my voice, you should belong to the South Dakota Stockholders. 800-529-2333 is the office number. Talk to Carrie Longwood or Mary at the front desk, and they'll get you signed up. Only $35 a year. This is a heck of a good outfit. Right now with us, one of the directors of the South Dakota Stockholders is Marvin Jobjian. Marvin has been working diligently for a number of years on prairie dogs in the state of South Dakota, and this is a big, very big issue for South Dakota. Where are we at right now, Marvin?
Well, right now in South Dakota we have about 420,000+ acres of prairie dogs, according to the latest survey. We've just passed a state management plan at the recent legislature, and the Forest Service is in the process of doing an environmental impact statement for managing prairie dogs on the national grasslands.
And the idea, they're managing them, and at one point they're saying that you can't hunt them or shoot them in one spot, and they're a pest.
Yeah, see, in the Kanata Basin area of South Dakota, they've reintroduced the black-footed ferret. And they've also released them on the Rosebud and the Cheyenne Butte reservations. But in the Kanata Basin area, they've stopped all shooting of prairie dogs. And the prairie dogs have totally went out of control.
When prairie dogs are out of control, you've got diseases. The plague is one that prairie dogs cover. In Montana, I know that they've released some of those black-footed ferrets up south of Malta, Montana, along the Missouri River. And the black-footed ferret is one of the dumber animals, apparently, in the world, because they showed pictures in the National Geographic a while back of them catching them and painting them with numbers so they make sure they know which ones are which. And they're shooting endangered raptors of eagles and hawks to keep these black-footed ferrets alive, and they're a pest as much as the prairie dog is.
Yes, the black-footed ferret really isn't going to harm anything, but the idea of having to have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of acres of prairie dogs to provide habitat for the black-footed ferret is inconceivable because a ferret doesn't need that many acres of prairie dogs to survive.
It doesn't take that many prairie dogs to fill up a ferret, and is it what you're telling them?
Well, yeah. I mean, the black-footed ferret, I'm not just sure what the statistics are, but they're a real small animal, and they eat very few prairie dogs annually. So they're not a means of controlling the prairie dog.
And how this works, it's a control issue. We're going to have to go into a break right now, but this is a control issue in South Dakota particularly. If they control the prairie dogs, they control the land, they control the ranchers, they can force you off.
Well, prairie dogs consume the forage for the livestock, and in areas when they get thick enough, they consume all the forage.
And that makes it hard to make a living. We're going to be back on the other side of this break in a little bit, talk a little bit more about prairie dogs and some other things with the South Dakota Stock Growers. If you got questions, give us a call, 800-973-3779, to the old Derry Brownfield Show. John Lockey today filling in for Derry Brownfield. We'll be back in just a minute.
Online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the Adventure in Broadcasting. It is the Derry Brownfield Show. John Lockey today as your guest host. Looking left to right on your radio dial, on your left-hand side, you'll see the president and vice president of the South Dakota Stock Growers, Ken Canupi, and Rick Fox. On the right is Marvin Jobjian, director of the South Dakota Stock Growers. We're talking prairie dogs. One of the main issues is prairie dogs moving onto federal lands.
Yes. Some of the problems that we have with the state management plan is we actually have to have damage to private property before we can file a complaint. And our contention has always been that the federal government should manage their acres of prairie dogs before they impact private property. And it's basically a private property rights issue. We've always felt that the prairie dogs should be controlled by the federal government on federal land before they impact private property.
And a lot of what happens is the prairie dogs are completely wiping out the grass on their federal lands, and then so there's nothing left to eat, so they're migrating on to public land.
Well, yeah, they're migrating from the public onto the private land, and of course grass is our resource. It's how we do business, and when we lose grass to a rodent, we're not in very good mood.
Yeah, and folks, we're not talking about saving a pristine animal or anything like that. This is a rodent. That's exactly right. It's the same as saving a wharf rat in New York City. There's no sense in doing it. It's a pest. It's a rodent. And eliminating them completely isn't probably an option, but controlling them so that they're not damaging your property is a must.
That's right. And you have to remember, from the turn of the century when they developed rodenticides that could control prairie dogs, under South Dakota state law, we tried to eradicate them for nearly 80 years, and we've got over 400,000 acres of them in the state of South Dakota right now. So it's to say that you could eradicate them is probably not possible.
They're a very hardy species, and that's all there is to it.
They're very prolific, and like I said, we've been trying to control them in this state for many years, and we're actually losing the game. So it's not. It's probably not any kind of a likelihood that we would ever eradicate the prairie dog.
Folks, if you got questions about South Coast Stalkers and prairie dogs, give them a call at the office. We're going to switch gears with Marvin. Marvin, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate that.
Thank you. You
can call the South Coast Stalkers 800-529-2333. Ask them questions about prairie dogs. Ask them questions about brands. That's a big deal in the state of South Dakota, as we're right in the brand office right now. Jumping on the phone is the president, El Jefe, if you will, of the South Dakota Stalkers Association. Ken Canupi, Buffalo Gap is his hometown, right down on the creek. And a real dandy, folks. You get an opportunity, you need to take a ranch tour that I got to take. It's an adventure. That's all there is to it. An absolute adventure.
It is. It's always an adventure with you, John.
South Dakota recently in the news, as we're working on this Canadian border situation, USDA had a rule published that wants to open the border with Canada and bring those more live cattle in, bring more beef in. But the South Dakota governor has recently made a statement. What's happening?
Yeah, John. Well, like you said, there's a joint resolution of disapproval the way USDA has handled this border reopening. Mainly, they wanted to open it in March. And we've kind of been working with our people here in South Dakota and our governor and our congressional delegation. And they're all pretty much on our side. And what they're saying is, we don't need to get in a big hurry about this. We don't know everything there is to know about it. And there's not a need to bring in more beef. Let's just kind of hold back and wait and see what happens, and let some of these standards and rules that are in place, let them work instead of trying to rush this through. And what's happened was it's passed the Senate, the United States Senate, and it's in the House right now, and we're gaining support every day on it. And our governor, Governor Mike Rounds, Governor of South Dakota, actually sent a letter to Speaker Hastert in the House, urging him to support this resolution of disapproval.
And this is pretty earth-shaking. This is big news for South Dakota. I'm pretty close to the state and know that there's been a little difficulty with a few things that have happened in this state around Governor Rounds and the brands in this state, which are the cornerstone of livestock identification, is a brand, a hot iron brand. But Governor Rounds has made this move, and this is a big deal for the state.
It is, and Governor Rounds and the stock growers have been on the same page on this from the get go. Governor Rounds has sent a letter to the president. He actually got our legislator to sign a resolution supporting our position on this deal going through the House. Like I said, from day one, the stock growers and Rounds have been on agreement on this. Let's just hold back and check this thing out. We don't need to get in a big hurry about opening the border up. Let's wait and see what happens.
And now the talk is not only sharing it in the House, because there's 500-plus members of the House. It's mm-hmm. very difficult to get something through there because you have so many divergent points. You've got downtown L.A. along with the one representative from Montana, one representative from mm-hmm. North Dakota, one representative from South Dakota. You're trying to put these points in through. And Governor Rounds is now sharing all this information with other governors
exactly,
around the country.
Exactly. And what we'd like to do is to have other governors, other people in other states get a hold of their governors and ask if they would sign on to this letter that our governor has sent out to Speaker Hastert.
And Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, as a Democrat, is doing the same thing for the other side of the House as well. So we're moving forward. We're going to take another break as we continue on this program. We'll talk more with Ken Canupi as we come back on the other side of the break. If you've got questions, 800-973-3779. This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Lee Bramfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Friends, this is the final week to get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Hurry, this is the last call for a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800. On the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. Amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Time is running out. Call now. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now a man who says what we learn from history is that we fail to learn from history, Derry Brownfield.
Well, Derry Brownfield is out doing a little manual labor today, so this is John Locke, Montana Cattlemen's Association, filling in as we are in South Dakota right now, preparing for a press conference for the Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project in the South Dakota Stockholders' Office. I'm visiting with, right now, the president of the South Dakota Stockholders' Association, member of Montana Cattlemen as well, Ken Canupi. But we've been talking a lot about there's major hot issues in the cattle industry right now. A lot of them pertain to Canada. Right now, we have on the phone Cliff from Canada. Cliff, welcome to the program.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How's things in the frozen north?
Hey, they're starting to thaw.
Well, that's good. That's good. What's on your mind today, Cliff?
I just wanted to make sure that the item that you gentlemen are battling is actually the free trade agreement and the flow of cattle across the border impending the beef market. Because when it comes to safety and security of the beef, I mean, let's reduce it to the realistic. We had one cow diagnosed with mad cow disease. And when they did the research and traced back to where that one mad cow came from, it was passed within the Mennonite community and originally came from a Mennonite farm in Utah. So, I mean, you can't be shutting the borders because the beef isn't safe, because everybody's been eating Canadian beef ever since that one cow. It really has to be about protecting your domestic beef market, isn't it?
Well, thanks for your comments, Cliff. We appreciate that. We'll visit about them. Ken Canupi, you hear a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah,
this one's a new one to me.
Me too.
The one cow, because there's been four. That's new. I hadn't heard there was just one cow. Apparently those other three are fictitious. I don't know. We'll have to talk to some representation elected officials about that. You know, whether or not it was passed around or not, Canada had one case of BSE back in 1989. That animal came from Great Britain. They never lost their disease-free status because they proved that was an imported animal. The United States has had one imported animal show up with BSE. We've done 300,000 tests, folks. This is not just one or two. This is 300,000 tests of BSE. We've not found a positive case in the United States, a native-born case, except for that one cow in Washington State that was proven to come from Canada. However, we've lost our export market. And if we continue to bring in more product from Canada, and I feel sorry for these people. These are salt of the earth folks. These are our neighbors that just happen to live on the north side of the line. These are not bad people, but they have a disease problem. And we have lost our export market because of that.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And the one, like you said, I never heard about the Utah deal, but I do know for a fact that the one that was found in Washington State came from Canada. And so our markets have been hurt because of that. But also there's a safety factor. There's been four cases in Canada found, and there hasn't been any in our country, in the United States, found. There's actually been more cattle tested for BSE in the state of Wisconsin than there has in the whole country of Canada. And so we're testing. I mean, we're not trying to hide it or nothing. We're pretty aggressively looking for it.
And again, it's not a direct attack on Canada.
Exactly.
You hear that a lot. And the naysayers will bring up, well, these groups are just attacking Canada. They're anti-Canada. That's not true. What we are is we have to be very, very measured about this, folks, because it is the bottom line of hundreds of thousands of producers across the country that if we lose our disease status, we've already lost our export market. If we scare the U.S. consumer and lose their trust, then we're in great danger of losing our businesses as individuals, and then we've lost rural America.
Mm-hmm. And it's a safety issue too. And it is a small. There's been this cases in Canada found, and it is a small amount compared to how many cattle there is in Canada. But the fact is, we shouldn't even be taking that chance. We don't need to take the chance.
We've never done it before.
Exactly.
The way we've handled this over the last 25 years of recorded history of BSE and around the world, once a country gets a native-born case of BSE, we have not traded with them again. That is how we have dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're completely rewriting the rules as we move forward. And that is unfortunate, because if we change the rules as we move forward, then there's uncertainty, there's scare in the minds of consumers if they know what's going on. And that's why we're trying to say we need to be very measured about it. We will deal with Canada, and Canada will clean up their disease problem. They are working on it diligently right now.
Mm-hmm.
They will clean up their problem.
John.
Yes,
it's Jeff Thomas here with another caller. Can we squeeze in Ruth from Missouri?
You bet, Ruth. Welcome to the program.
Hello, yes. I'm curious as to why we don't test every cow that is processed in the United States.
Ruth, we'll talk about that. Thanks for your comment. There was a point from Creekstone Farms, a processing outfit out of Kansas, that wanted to test unilaterally. They wanted to test everything. They weren't allowed to.
The USDA did not allow them to. That's right.
Right now, Ruth, I think a lot of it is the processing industry, more than anything else, is trying to stop that process from happening. Canada only has 16 million head of cattle right now. We have 96 million head of cattle. We slaughter about 34 million cattle in the United States every year for food. It would be a process down here to get that done, but those instant tests are $20 a head. You look at what Canada slaughters, or just their entire cow herd. If they put that $20 a head into the 16 million, that would be less than what they have bailed out their producers three times now. That they've had to bail out their producers, and if Canada tested unilaterally, then they could export around the world, but they'd have to label it. They'd have to tell them that it is Canadian tested beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the United States hasn't done that. A part of the reason that we heard from a USDA fellow in Montana not too terrible long ago is that they don't own the rights to that test. They are leasing the rights of that test, is what they're explaining to us, that they won't allow it. But I think we're going to have to move forward on that. If people want it, it's just like, you know, if you want to drive a big outfit instead of a little Geo for safety, that's up to you. That's an individual choice. And if you want to search out and buy that product that's tested, then you should have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all about differentiating that, and that's a lot what we're talking about later on today with this press conference here in Rapid City about the Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project, about differentiating our products and emphasizing the need for people to, and the ability for people to find the products. Country of origin labeling is a big thing with that. South Coast Stock Growers have been at the lead of that internationally.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody to kind of keep their eyes out on Dairy Brownfield on in your papers and stuff. There's some pretty interesting stuff going to happen coming out in the press conference here this afternoon or this morning. And so just keep your ears open, eyes open.
Yeah, just try to pay attention, Kim. That's all we're hoping that you do. And you know, we've talked a lot about this stuff. We've talked about the resolution for disapproval to be measured, be very conscientious, and move forward on this Canadian issue, because we will eventually trade with Canada again. That's a fact. We will trade with Canada again.
Yes.
It's just a matter of days. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, and we, like John has said earlier, we don't have, you know, I feel sorry for the ranchers up there in Canada. It was a bad thing, and it could have just well happened here. And but it hasn't, and we have a border between us, and we need to use that border to make sure it doesn't spread any farther. And we will eventually, we don't know, we will eventually be trading with Canada on one level or another. And but right now, let's just let the process work instead of trying to rush it through. If we start allowing the live cattle coming in from Canada into the United States right now, we're going to lower our standards. Our standards will be lower than what Canada's is.
But you just heard from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They just filed an amicus brief in the RCAF case on the other side in support of USDA of allowing in live cattle. And they've teamed up with some real dandies. I mean, they're involved with Tyson, Cargill, the big processors that want to bring in those live cattle.
American Meat Institute, National Meat Association.
Yeah, all those folks that want to allow live cattle in from Canada, and has the ability to decimate the U.S. cattle industry, U.S. cattle market right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about that except NCBA drew the line right there, I think. I mean, you're either for them and the Packer buddies, or you're for the rancher.
Well, that and you've been to the meetings. You've attended the national conventions of NCBA. You've listened to them.
I haven't attended the conventions, but I did go on a spend a week with them here a while.
On a junket. They just couldn't get it through his head. on a junket, and the idea of that is that they want to bring in the live cattle from Canada. Much like we heard on the RFD TV program just recently, why they're against country of origin labeling, and we're going to talk about that with Danny Beer later on in the program. But this is, the NCBA has drawn a clear line in the sand.
Yeah, very clear.
And, you know, we've got folks on one side, we've got folks on the other. And if you got questions, you want to comment like Ruth did, give us a call, 800-973-3779. Ken Canupi, thank you for being here. We appreciate the time.
It's always a pleasure, John.
It's always an adventure. Ken and I are good friends and have been for a long time. If you got questions, 800-973-3779. John Lockie, hosting the Dairy Brownfield Show. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Welcome back to the Derry Brownfield Show. John Lockie here filling in for old Derry Brownfield as he is out, I think, pouring a little concrete to place today. Got to get some work out of that big old fella as time will allow. We're going to continue our conversation right now about country of origin labeling. Joining us on the phone is Danny Beer. Danny is on the marketing committee of the South Coast Stock Growers. She's also the country of origin labeling committee chair for RCAF USA, and just a delight to visit with. Danny, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
I understand you're delivering a few cattle up there to Lemon Livestock, and it's snowing.
Well, it was this morning. We had a little flurry go through, but it's clear now.
Well, we'll take the moisture in any shape, form, or desire we possibly can.
It's definitely welcome.
Country of Origin Labeling is the girl that brought us to the dance of national prominence of industry issues from the U.S. cattle industry perspective. We've seen one delay. Now we've seen a new coalition form to try to kill mandatory country of origin labeling that is the law of the land. Where are we at with that coalition, Danny?
Well, I think the coalition's name is Meat Promotion Coalition, something like that. I like to call it the Kill Cool Coalition because that's what their goal is, to kill the current mandatory country of origin labeling law. And part of the coalition is made up of the packing industry, and then it's the Farm Bureau, National Farm Bureau, and also the National Pork Producers and NCBA.
And these groups have said, at least National Cattlemen's Association, they have policy to say they support COOL. So where are they at coming out with this coalition to kill COOL?
I'm not sure. The only argument I've heard from them is a cost argument. And really, when you look at the cost of the current law, there isn't going to be a lot of cost. What all we're asking for with this mandatory cool law is that the packers or whoever's importing the meat, imported beef, needs to pass the information along. So really, it's furthering what they're required to do is to meat being imported has to be labeled by its country of origin to cross the border. We're just asking that that information gets passed along to the consumer. And so really, there's not a lot of cost to the program. It's a lot of high numbers get passed around from that end of the group, but I don't believe them. I think there's better numbers we can look at.
A lot of it's a scare tactic. They don't like cool in the first place. Those high dollar figures are thrown around as a scare tactic. Go ahead, Danny.
When you looked at some of the studies they come up with, even the GAO, the investigative branch of Congress, called the numbers highly inflated.
The only independent review of country of origin labeling costs is out of the University of Florida at Gainesville. Dr. John Van Sickle, he did a review of the whole program, and he put the cost for beef at less than one-tenth of 1 cent per pound. Less than a tenth of a cent per pound. That's $1.20 for a live animal. It's too cheap not to do. Music's coming up. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more with Danny Beer on country of origin labeling. Give us a call if you got questions. 800-973-3779. You're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This just in, gold ownership can improve your health, from SwissAmerica.com. Get this, it's a known fact that people who own gold sleep better at night and feel better during the day, knowing that their money is protected and growing in gold and silver coins. And I agree. Sure, there are tons of problems facing America, like the three D's, the debt, deficits, and declining dollar. Yet, it's true, I do sleep better knowing that my gold coins serve to provide a financial safety net during uncertain times. Do what I did. Call Swiss America today at 800-289-2646, spelling 800-BUYCOIN, to get the economic solutions that will keep you and your money in great shape. It's a $20 value, but free if you call 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Now, welcome back. This is the last segment of the Derry Brownfield Show here on the 27th day of April. South Coast Stock Corps office. Talking to Danny Beer about country of origin. We've got a couple calls on the line real quick. We'll take a call from John from Nebraska. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. I just was wondering, over the last few months, hearing you talk about, Derry talk about the cattle situation. I have a son-in-law that's in the cattle raising business in northern Nebraska, and I was concerned about opening the borders to Canada, and so I did contact my congressman. And I guess I learned a lot of stuff. I don't remember some of the details now. He sent me a letter. One of the things I found out is that there's a lot of cattle, or at least there's some amount of cattle, coming across the border into the United States in boxes. I wasn't aware of that. So it isn't just the hoof. It's prepared or whatever you want to call that kind of meat. But I Could you talk about that a little bit?
We will. Thanks for your comments, John. That's kind of what Danny and I were talking about with country of origin labeling. When boxed beef comes into the United States, it has to say which country it comes from. If it comes from Canada or Australia or whatever, it says on the outside of the box. And what we're trying to do with country of origin is pass that information on to the consumer. Right now, Canada is actually sending us more boxed beef than they did prior to having BSE. We're not allowing live cattle in. So they have increased the amount of boxed beef that they've sent to the United States. So right now, on your grocery store shelves, folks, you could be having Canadian beef. It's a fact, and there's no way you can hide from a fact. It's a fact. What Danny and Beer and I were talking about right now is country of origin labeling and giving the information to the consumer so then you can make the decision what you want to feed your family. Isn't that right, Danny?
That's correct. Right now, everything is labeled USDA Choice or Select or whatever grade market has on it. And the feeling from ranchers that I hear and I believe, too, is that the consumer believes that that's a U.S. product, and, in fact, it can be from another country, and they are not aware of it. If it had absolutely no USDA label on it, then they have the idea that they didn't know. But with that grade stamp on it, it gives a perception, definitely, that it's a U.S. product, and it may not be.
Recently in the state of Montana, again, I'm the executive director of the Montana Cattlemen's Association. We championed a bill that went through the Montana House and Senate, was passed and signed by the governor for a placarding bill for country of origin, where it requires, as of October 1st of 2006, which is the day after the federal bill was supposed to be implemented, September 30th of 2006, that this placarding bill will say at the meat counter which country the beef, lamb, pork, fish, or poultry, beef, lamb, or poultry comes from, so that the consumer can have that choice. We got a lot of pressure from groups like the NCBA, a lot of their ideas that they want to kill this and make it voluntary. A lot of pressure came from them and attempts to delay this bill so that the federal bill could work, but there's so much pressure, Danny, right now on the federal legislation to try to kill it. This coalition, there's lots of adjectives a person could use for describing this group, and none of them we can say on the radio.
My number one adjective, John, I think would be fear. I think they're afraid of what would happen, and I don't think there's any reason at all that U.S. producers, the packing industry, anybody should be afraid of having mandatory cool. I think it's the best thing we can do to differentiate our product. Any time we've differentiated our product in a foreign market, we've come out the winner big time. Our imports have increased in beef for the last several years up until our case of BSE from Canada.
And one of the things that the selling point that we had in Montana with country of origin is that I think the processors are more scared of the states passing these individual bills, so that there would be 50 different bills all across the country, and then they would have to try to comply with all those laws. If we can get a few more states to move forward, that will help the cause for national country of origin labeling.
I think that's true, and I think California has actually had a little experience with that, because in December 2003, when the cow from Canada came in, actually they weren't sure for a while where some of that meat went, and some did end up in grocery stores in California. So there's a real concern in that state.
Absolutely. Danny, thanks for joining us, folks. Thanks for listening. You can call me at 406-628-2230. That's a number for the Montana Cattlemen's Association. OCM 402-817-4443 or the South Dakota Stockers 800-529-2333. For Derry Brownfield, I'm John Locke. It's been an adventure, folks. Give us a call with your questions. It's been a pure pleasure. Derry Brownfield will be back tomorrow. Thanks.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.